This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Uvalde, Texas school police chief Pete Arredondo, who was in charge as a shooter entered the school and killed 21 people, says he is talking every day with investigators, contradicting claims from state law enforcement that he stopped cooperating. And we're now learning more about how the shooter got into the school. The AP's Jennifer King.
State investigators say a teacher propped the door open with a rock, but then removed the rock and closed the door when she realized there was a shooter on campus. But the closed door did not lock.
The U.S. is sending medium-range rocket systems to Ukraine, and Russia's pretty angry. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Just Monday, the president said the U.S. would not send rocket systems that can strike into Russia. But any weapon system can do that if close enough to the border. And while Ukrainian officials have assured the U.S. they will not fire into Russian territory, Moscow doesn't buy that and says Washington's pouring fuel on the fire. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden meets with baby formula manufacturers this afternoon virtually as he tries to ease the nationwide shortages. The White House says a third round of formula shipments from overseas will begin next week. California's first in the nation task force on reparations for African Americans will release a report today recommending ways to address wrongs. The recommendations include expanding voter registration, making it easier to hold police accountable, and improving black neighborhoods. Traffic, pedestrians, and joggers reappeared on the streets of Shanghai, China this morning, as the nation's largest city began returning to some kind of normal after 2 months of COVID lockdowns. The restrictions are beginning to ease today. Gas is $4.67 a gallon today, says the AAA. This is AP News. An injured woman is suing gun maker Glock. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
A woman injured in a mass shooting on a New York City subway in April is suing gunmaker Glock. Authorities say a 9mm Glock semi-automatic handgun was used in the attack. In her lawsuit filed Tuesday, Eileen Stower said Glock endangered the public health and safety with the marketing, distribution, and sales of its guns. 10 people were wounded in that shooting. Meanwhile, New York City is exploring gun detectors, with the mayor considering technology used to scan large numbers of people quickly for weapons, like at sports stadiums and theme parks. But security experts say the personnel needed at every single subway entrance is prohibitive. Julie Walker, New York.
Delta Airlines says it expects second quarter adjusted revenue will be back to pre-pandemic 2019 levels. Travelers are paying more for any type of seat. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.